Sagt Mishnah Vayitim Masechtes Bava Kama, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. Shar Shel Pikeach. We have a shar that belongs to a person who is a bardas. Literally, it means someone who's smart. But it means he's an average person, he has regular understanding. Shenogach that gored shar shel cheresh shaita v'kat. The shar that belongs to a regular person, gored a shar, that either belongs to a person who's deaf and dumb, a shaita, someone who doesn't have das, doesn't have understanding, or a katan. The din is chayiv. The pekeach, he has to pay them. Even though if it was the other way around, the shal cheresh shaita v'kat, the shar that belonged to a cheresh shaita v'kat, that gored a shar that belongs to a pekeach is potter, because they don't have enough das. They aren't considered b'nei shmira, people that are capable of washing their shar. The Torah was not mechayiv them in mitzvahs, they're not chayiv malchus, they're not chayiv in any einish, and therefore you can't make them pay for their shar that did damage. Vayter zok the Mishnah, shar shel cheresh shaita v'katan shenogach. What if there's an ongoing problem with this shar? 3 times it gored already. Now, it could be he doesn't have the halacha of a shar emuyot yet, because there's no bialim, and you have to testify before the bialim. But lemaisa, it's definitely a shar with a bad record. This type of shar is called a shar nakin. It has been established that he's dangerous. So the din is bezdin, mamidin lenapitrabas. Bezdin is obligated to appoint someone who's officially in charge, like a monitor. Umeidin lenapitrabas. The apitropis now becomes as if he was the balabas of the shar. From this point on, if the shar gores anyone, or gores another animal, you could testify before the apitropis. And the shar does become a shar amuyat. And if he gores the next time, he's going to have to pay nezek shalem. Vaitra zakta mishnah. Suppose we have a shar shal cherishay to the cotton, and Bezantaka appointed an apitropis. And the shar gored 3 times in the reshus of the apitropis. The shar is for sure a shar amuyat. Then nispaka hacheresh. The cheresh, who until now couldn't communicate because he was deaf and dumb, suddenly, baruch Hashem, somebody was mispal by rifeinu, he became better. Or nishtapa hashaita. The shaita became smart, he became a bardas. Or the higdala katan. Or the katan became big. Now the shar leaves the reshus of the apitropis, Bezdin's special appointee, and it returns to its original bialim. So is he still a shar amuyat? We say no. Chazal tamus say divrei Rav Meir. At least Rav Meir holds that way. Rav Meir holds reshus mishana. If a shar goes out from one reshus to another reshus, his mazel and teva changes. It's as if he's a new shar. So now that the shar left the reshus of the apitropis and comes back to the reshus of the bialim, the people that used to be either a cherishite or a katan. So we start again, a clean record. From now on, the shar is a tam, he pays chotzi nezik until he would once again become a muyit, b'reshus ha'bailam. As I halt Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi says, hareu b'cheskasa, he maintains the same status. The shar was a muyit beforehand, so he has a chazak of being a muyit. If he was a muyit under the apitropis, we don't say reshus mishana. Even though right now he goes back to his original bialim, he's still a shar amuyat. It's still just as likely that he's going to gore someone. Actually, the Rambam holds that even Rabbi Yossi says nothing changes because the apitropis is actually a shliach of the cherishay tevakot. So when he leaves the reshus of the apitropis and goes back to the cherishay tevakot, that's not called a major change. But stam is if someone has a shar amuyat and he actually sells it to someone else or gives it as a gift to someone else, Rabbi Yossi is Maidu. The shar does start again from being a shar tam. But it has to be a real gift or a sale, not just if he lent it to someone. Vayitra zakta mishnah shar ha'itstadin. This is a shar that was trained to attack people. Unfortunately, there were people that had nothing to do, and they would make these things like in stadiums. There would be like a bullfight. They would train the shar to attack someone. Ein chayiv misa, the shar is not chayiv misa, even if he kills a person. Shenema, because the pasuk says ki yigach, if he does it on his own, v'loishi yigachu, not if others forced him to do it. For that matter, the shor would be pater on koifer, if he was a shor amuyat. A shor amuyat that kills someone has to pay koifer to the yarshin, because that entire parasha is only talking about a shor, that by nature it starts to attack, or something triggers the shor to bad behavior, not if he was trained to do so. Okay, quickly chazaring over in our mishnah we learned that a shor of a pekeach means a person who's a bardas, strikes a shor of a cheresh, shaita, or cotton that don't have enough understanding, chayiv, the pekeach has to pay. Although if it's the other way around, if it's the cheresh, shaita, or cotton that strikes the shor of the pekeach, they would be potter. Now if this shor of the cheresh, shaita, or cotton just keeps goring, at the point that it is huchsik nakhan, it did it three times, Bezin appoints an apitropis, a special monitor to be in charge. And now we can testify before this apitropis, and that's how the shor would become a shor hamuyit. We explained that without an apitropis, as many times as this shor will gore, it won't become a shor hamuyit, because there has to be vehuyit bebalov, there has to be bialim that we testify against. If the cherish, the deaf mute, suddenly was able to hear, if the shaita became smart, and when the cotton becomes big. According to Rabbi Meir, the din is Chazal Tamusa, the shor becomes a shor tam. We explain Rabbi Meir holds Rishus Mishana. When a shor changes Rishus from one person to another, the mazel and the nature changes. It says if he's a new shor. Rabbi Yossi says no, if he was a muyut before, he stays a muyut. We spoke out from the Rambam that the Rambam holds. The really Rabbi Yossi also agrees that if it's mamish a new owner, if it was sold or given as a gift, he goes back to becoming a tam. It's just that Rabbi Yossi holds switching from the apitropis back to the bialim is not called a new owner because the apitropis was a shliach for the bialim to start with. And finally, the Mishnah told us that if you train a shor to gore, he's not chayav misa because the pasuk says ki yigach. When he strikes on his own, v'loy shiyakhu, not that we trained him to do so.